This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when it seems all is lost. When I turn on the news these days, it seems as though we are living in political turmoil. So I turn to the book of Habakkuk, the prophet who also felt he too was living in a day of political turmoil. So it was this turmoil and the fact that Habakkuk thought his prayers weren't being answered that caused him to engage in a pretty dramatic dialogue with God. So the book opens with his complaint, and in verse 1 he says, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? Why do you idly sit by and watch wrong?" He also believes that God is allowing sin to go unpunished and that there's no justice. He believes that God's inactivity has caused the injustices of the day to become even worse. However, the second part of chapter 1, starting at verse 5, God begins to answer Habakkuk. And so he inspires him with the idea that he has already begun to answer his prayers. In fact, in verse 5, God tells him, "For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told." Sometimes we can be surrounded by political turmoil or even personal turmoil, and we wonder how much more has to happen before God takes action. Be inspired today that he's already acting. And as you do so, remember these words, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." Habakkuk 2:3. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that all is surely not lost.